the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. In John chapter 6 and verse 51, we find just a wonderful picture and a wonderful story. Now, before I read it to you, I want to give you a whole different perspective on what's happening here. You and I, we say things like, I'm in a dead-end job, or this thing is squeezing the life out of me, or that's going to be the death of me. These are all signs that life is not what it's meant to be, right? I mean, life is touched by death and sin. Here's the truth. We're all dying physically. The older I get, the closer I am to death, right? And I'm far closer to death than I was 20 years ago. I hope that as you hear this, you're in your best health. But death comes to all of us. There's a 100% chance we're going to die. And the aches and the pains and the gray hairs and the falling out of the hair, the failing energy are reminders it's on its way. But hear me, and we're all dead spiritually. Without Jesus, we're cut off from the one who gives us life. We're dead to God. We can't hear his voice. We can't know his presence because sin has the better of us, and we're powerless to do anything about it. But just as bread gives life, so Jesus gives life. Just as we need to eat in order to live, so by eating Jesus, the spiritual bread of life, we live. But there's also a big difference. We eat bread, hear me, friend, we eat bread, but tomorrow we're hungry again. I had a biscuit for breakfast this morning, and chances are I'll probably have it again tomorrow again. I mean, I had breakfast this morning, I'll have probably a breakfast tomorrow, right? I can't say I don't need to eat. I did that yesterday. I mean, that's just not how it works, right? I mean, the thing is, we eat, but we remain hungry. Well, Jesus has a different take on what that looks like. I mean, the bread which Jesus gives satisfies not just for a day, but forever. This is the beauty of it, that what Jesus offers us is not just, okay, I can sustain the next few hours, but I can live for all eternity. This is beautiful. Listen to what Jesus says, because it's just an absolutely fascinating perspective in how he says it. In verse 51 in John 6, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, speaking of himself, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh. This is the story of communion, right? This bread is the picture of life. One day, our physical body will die. I mean, that's one inescapable fact of life. But Jesus promises to give us eternal life. And how can that be true when Christians end up dead like everyone else? And the answer is that Jesus promises that on the last day, he'll raise his people from the dead to eternal life. When a Christian dies, their soul, their essential personality, goes to be with God and in heaven. It's instantaneous. There's no stop around go. You don't pick up $200. But their body is buried or cremated. It wastes away. But Jesus promises that on that last day, he'll raise it up again. And you'll have a new body, just like Jesus himself when he was raised from the dead on that first Easter day. Jesus describes himself as living bread. That's because he himself is the bread. That's because the life of the living Father is in Jesus. That's because Jesus will live again and did live again after death. And that's because through his resurrection, you and I, as followers of Jesus, we have taken part of that life-giving bread and we will live forever. But notice that Jesus gives life by giving his own life. This bread is my flesh, he says, which I will give for the life of the world. The more this conversation moves forward, the closer it gets to the story of Easter that we recently celebrated. We are dying, and he is the living one. But Jesus died so that we might live. Does it feel as if your walk with Jesus lacks life today? I mean, has your fizzle gone flat? I mean, there was a Spanish monk that once said, my spirit is dry within me because it forgets to feed on Jesus. Feed on Jesus today and feel full. Matter of fact, feel full and refreshed, at peace, and even happy, I dare say, today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.